Hey Erica, do you have a minute to talk about the movie Face Off with me?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, cool. So, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, well, hello. I'm Erica.
And I'm Eli.
And we had the pleasure of watching and analyzing the movie Face Off, a classic Hollywood action sci-fi thriller from 1997.
The protagonist, played by John Travolta, is Sean Archer, who's an FBI agent. He lost his son 6 years before the film to a terrorist, Castor Troy, who he becomes obsessed with catching and getting revenge upon.
Yeah, and one of the most memorable scenes in the movie happens early on, the first violent scene.
Do you want to explain what happens there?
Yeah, so long story short, Castor Troy is trying to escape from the police in a plane as it starts taking off on a runway. He is holding a police woman hostage and just throws the woman onto the tarmac.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but this scene out of the gate made my stomach a little uneasy and made me fearful for what the rest of the movie would have in store in terms of the graphic violence.
Yeah, it is awful. The sound of her body hitting the tarmac and rolling was quite shocking.
Yeah, I mean, so I looked this up and a typical plane reaches a peak speed of 180 miles per hour. So it's hard to imagine someone getting thrown out of a car traveling 80 miles per hour. Like even 40 miles per hour on a highway. So seeing this from the get-go certainly prepares you for some intensity through the rest of the movie.
And an interesting fact is that during the scene, the crew was given only one chance to get it right because they were actually destroying a plane. So 13 different cameras were used from every camera angle possible to make sure that they got the right shot.
While this was a cool scene and an intense start to the movie, it reminded me of almost every other American action movie I've seen in my life.
Really? No. Face Off is much more than an action movie. It's got good dialogue, science fiction elements, compelling acting, and a lot of action, no doubt.
All right. We can get into a real debate later, but let's carry on with the plot.
All right, so the film gets really interesting once Archer catches Troy after the airplane scene. For some reason or another, after Troy seems to not be waking up from his coma, there's this secret medical procedure where Troy's face is placed on Archer's body. And once his face is replaced by his mortal enemies, Archer brings himself to prison to get information out of Troy's brother.
Okay, so it's gonna get confusing when we say Archer or Troy because they're both themselves and each other throughout the film. It's not really confusing to watch, but hard to explain. So, anyways, now with Nicolas Cage playing Archer wearing Troy's face.
And then when Troy wakes up from the coma without a face, he takes Archer's face somehow and burns down the facility and kills everyone who knew about the secret procedure. So then this is now John Travolta playing Troy, who's pretending to be Archer, and here we have this evil sociopathic murderer who now serves as the head of the FBI.
The characters Travolta and Cage established in the first 20 minutes spend much of the rest of the film playing each other. So obviously you see where the title comes from, but the rest of the film is definitely more of a mental face-off between these two, which is building to a physical one at the end.
It's what truly separates this film from a typical Hollywood action movie.
I don't know about that, but that's cool.
The film ends with, who'd guess, a face-off between the two, over a 20-minute fight scene in a church, outside, and on boats in the ocean. Troy is defeated, and Sean Archer is able to get his face back. Wow.
Oh man, I would have never guessed that ending. But anyways, moving on. This film, directed by John Woo, a Chinese action movie legend, is able to utilize the overacting style of action films in which two incredible actors, Travolta and Cage, engage in playing two roles at once.
So, this film was directed by a Chinese director. Would you have ever guessed that while watching the movie?
No, I would not have. This is just a standard, perhaps better than average American action movie to me. It's creation by a Chinese man does make the commentary about America much more stark.
What do you think this film is trying to say about America?
A lot. It hits on a lot of American stereotypes, and it really supports them all. For example, the two main characters are men in their 30s, one being the good guy, FBI agent, who has a wife and two children and a nice home in a suburb. And then the bad guy is a criminal who leads a life full of drinking and drugs and women. So this movie feeds into the stereotype that FBI and all government officials have a very action-packed and dangerous life. I think TV and Hollywood has done a really good job of making us believe this, but in reality, only a small percentage of FBI agents live the risky life that this movie portrays Sean Archer as having.
Definitely, I see what you mean. But to the film's credit, I think it's much deeper than that. I think it's much deeper than that Archer is a good guy and Troy's the bad guy. They literally switch roles, and this has to have a deeper meaning than a plot device.
I mean, it might not, because after all, it is just an action movie.
Let's give John Woo some credit here. The characters of Archer and Troy are both super nuanced, intricate characters. Archer is not all good. He kills people. He lives a life out of revenge.
Yeah, but revenge on the murder of your only son, I think that's a pretty good guy.
All right, and I can't try to say that Troy has many redeeming qualities. But still, you know, Archer isn't a perfect father. He's not a perfect or even a good husband. He's a workaholic who goes above and beyond, not for his family, but in an obsessive revenge plot. But more than that, these guys are definitely related on some deeper level. I think they represent the dichotomy of the American man.
How do you mean that?
They're both highly skilled, highly accomplished, represent good and evil, but when forced to play the roles of each other, they find out that there are parts of the other's life that they kind of wish that they had. You know, when Archer is in prison, he goes to act tough and starts beating up all these prison guys, and his face, I mean, the film work is fantastic, but It's pretty clear that this guy is enjoying the life of a vicious henchman. And when Caster is in Troy's home, talking to his daughter, you know, after he stops being creepy.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of scared that was going to go in a different direction.
He tries to give her real advice, tries to be a father, tries to be a husband. Both things, by the way, he's able to do better than the real Troy.
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean. It's definitely interesting, and having these two alpha dogs chase each other for 5 years only to end up being each other and living their lives and kind of liking it. Now, I'm still unsure what it's trying to say about America, but there's some stuff to think about for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, Erica, we may have different opinions on how much we like the movie, but how did the public respond to the movie?
So it was commercially successful, classic action movie, summer 1997, but it was critically disparaged for its excessive portrayal of violence.
You know, some might call it artful.
Critics didn't. Neither Woo nor Hollywood were newcomers to action-oriented cinema, and by the late 20th century, critics were condemning the genre for its easy, violent action sequences, which had been seen before as the genre came into its own a decade prior.
You're certainly right that Woo is not a newcomer to action-oriented cinema. John Woo got famous with a series of iconic Hong Kong action movies that, to quote an article by Corey Casciato on Westworld.com, pushed standard American action tropes to and beyond their logical extremes. His films are glorious, silly operas of violence, slow motion fights of doves and gun fetishism so eroticized that they can really only be called porn.
Not a unique take.
Unique movie.
I mean, if his films were already to and beyond their logical extremes, perhaps the face exchange science fiction part of the movie is only there to make the rest of it seem less ridiculous.
Right. Woo's uses of the genre are distinct in complexity, importance, and artfulness. He sees the scenes that critics would deplore, like the initial airport fight sequence between the two main characters, right, as well-choreographed dance numbers that display the emotions of the character as well as the dialogue does, rather than just baseless violence that would serve to simply entertain.
Sure, yeah. So then, looking at it like that, you can say that the plot and depiction of face-off, along with how those visions were executed by Woo's team, allowed the exaggerated action scenes to lend to the film as a whole rather than takeaway. Is that what you're saying?
By switching the external bodies of the protagonist and the antagonist, forcing Travolta and Cage to act as the other's character, expression became much more difficult to depict, and violence, which is reasonably present in the lives of an FBI agent and murderer, is enhanced to play a larger role.
Okay, I get that. So going deeper and directly from my initial reaction to the action, we can say that Face Off is distinct from other films because it uses violence to enhance the film's story rather than its image.
Definitely. While traditional action movies from Hollywood show off their violence with invulnerability, strength, and few emotional burdens, Robert Hanke writes in the incredible John Woo's cinema of hyperkinetic violence from A Better Today to Face Off, he writes that Woo's film linked violence with emotional intensity and visceral feeling, blurring the boundary between mind and body and rational and irrational. Hank's essay is an argument to those who dismiss certain forms of art and diminish their style, pleading for an equal and unbiased look at artistic styles.
Not like me.
No, you didn't dismiss it. You just said it's not more than an action movie.
Well, I don't know. Okay, so I guess a lot more was going on in this movie than I originally realized. So now that I think about it, I've never really seen such a realistic action movie that has such a psychological side. So maybe I'll have to give this movie a second watch. And props to you, Eli, for recognizing all these deeper meanings the first time watching it.
Thanks, Erica. So to sum it up, this movie is definitely worth your time. The film is certainly more deeper, more complex than your average Hollywood action movie. It's dramatic, of course, but dramatic in its story as much in its visuals. The twist, unique science fiction, changes everything up. It forces the actors to play each other, play two roles at once, which really pushes the film to new heights. The characters mirror and foil each other in countless ways that go beyond their fight scenes.
Like, for example, the woman they spend their time with, a wife for Archer, a mistress for Troy, and their children, a dead son who he misses so much that he can hardly be a proper father for his daughter, for Archer, and for a son for Troy who he actually doesn't even know about.
All coming from the mind of John Woo, this movie is definitely one, if you want a critical look at American life. It's hard to analyze and piece together, but this movie does an excellent job of crafting bits and pieces of challenges to American stereotypes within the narrative.
All right, so what would you rate it?
Honestly, like a 6 out of 10.
What? You were literally talking so highly of it this entire time.
It's okay, but it is definitely more than just an action movie.
All right, sure. I mean, I give it a 2.5 right now, maybe a 3 on a good day.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, don't listen to her. Anyway, I would tell you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the movie, but this is one that you're going to want to pay attention to. The details. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.